Warning, this episode has some graphic content that if you're squeamish or otherwise get bothered, triggered, or sick to your stomach by, well, let's just call them accidents with power tools, then you may want to skip this particular episode. Take it easy. Hello, Nightcap friends. Hello to Wild Bill Flint, who was first this evening. And hello to Krista, NH Girl Fams. Krista, oh, and Black Cat's Poppy. Black Cat's Poppy, hello. How are you doing tonight? Boy, Krista, that's terrible. Achilles tendon tear. This guy at work tore his. That's pretty brutal. Do you know how she did it? Hey, Patrick Kern, 251. Hello, how is it going tonight? It's going okay, although I was in a bad mood earlier, which is why the title of today's episode is Sneer, because I was in a shitty mood. King Dinosaur, hello, King Dinosaur, did you find any Sasquatches? Boston Actress is here, but the eyeballs are closing, so I shouldn't do night-night voice, because you'll go right to sleep. Patrick, how was your day? Anyone else? How was the rest of your day? I hope things were good for you. I had, in one sense, a good day, because a very complicated, sort of nasty problem that I needed to figure out at work, I kind of figured out. I have a little bit left of it tomorrow, but then I feel like I should be rocking and rolling. So we're going to talk a little bit about that and its repercussions on some stuff. Sasquatch butt. I'll have to take a look at the Sasquatch butt when the stream's over. You posted a picture of his butt. Your day was good. You had vacation Bible school today, which was fun. Did you talk about any particularly compelling topics or anything that gave you pause or made you think? Bill mowed his grass for the rain and then tapped out the rest of the day and played Diablo. You know what? That sounds like, in some ways, a kind of perfect day. I'll be honest. I kind of wish I could have tapped out today, but this had a lot of stuff going on. Am I in an air quality alert? No. Is Boston Actress in an air quality alert? Actually, Black Cat Poppy, are you in an air quality alert with those fires and everything that are over there still in Colorado or no? But tonight's true topic, it's going to be a shorter conversation than yesterday's, although I think. But there's going to be a piece of it that I feel like is fairly interesting. And I'm going to be interested to other people's takes on it. I want to see if I can find the Sasquatch butt. Okay, here's King Dinosaur. Okay. There's a squid picture. There's a Bigfoot mug. Is this the butt? Oh, here's the Sasquatch butt. Everybody, let's take a look at the Sasquatch butt. So that's Sasquatch's butt. Rub the Sasquatch butt for good luck. Did you rub it? That's amazingly shapely. Oh yeah, you can see his butt right there. It's covered in moss. Man, Sasquatch must be doing the squats and the frog pumps. Man, boys got going on. That's what's what. Well, it could be his balls. That could be his testicles. You don't know with all that fur. But the dude's legs are jacked. It's got some monster glutes. I'm out of Wild Turkey 101. It's good that tomorrow is not a workout day for me, and I hope it rains, although don't think it's going to, because I need to go get some more spirits. I'd like to get that Dewar's, was it the Dewar's that's aged in the mezcal casks. I know the place, I'm going to go to the place that has it, and I think get that tomorrow. Hopefully they have it in stock. And also along with the possible special surprise that if it doesn't happen Tuesday, will probably happen Thursday. Okay. But yeah, it was sort of a weird day for me in that regard. So let's talk about a few things, okay? Thing number one, there's a fellow that I followed. You ate Bigfoot balls not long ago. They were kind of good. What are those? Is that like a schneeballs? Is that just like a breaded bread thing? Like what actually is that? So I did a shout out to a guy in chat called Zykolos. Zykolos is a German streamer. He does speak English, but he plays a lot of games. And he plays them in a way that is very fascinating to me. Bill, you might actually really like talking to and watching him play stuff. I believe he's disabled, so I know he plays a lot of games. And he's very good. And he's very engineering, German, methodical about some of it. You know, like, you watch the guy play, like, Minecraft, and he's got, like, circuits and machines and replicators and stuff they made. It's out of control. And he kept me a lot of company, I would say, probably 2018, 2019, around-ish. It was a period of time at work where I was in a lot of meetings. So I would be at my desk, I'd be building something intensely, and then I have to go to a meeting. Well, while I was back at my desk, to drown the noise out, I would often have his stream on in the background. He would like to play Ark, Minecraft, this game called Atlas. He played a lot of games with good ambient sounds. He's not one of those streamers who plays crazy music in the background. But once you started talking to him, like, he is very eloquent and loves explaining pieces of the game. Like, you can tell that he gets so excited about that. And I used to watch him, I don't want to say almost every day, but very close to that. It was a way to have company when I needed to drown out the world. And then when sort of COVID kind of started to roll on around and through, although a little bit before that, I got really busy. And I just wasn't able to go watch that sort of thing. But then when COVID hit, I was in these calls and these meetings almost all day. And without rehashing the horror that was the workday of that last year, I didn't really tune in too much. I would see him occasionally streaming. And I knew that, again, because he was sort of disabled and had some of his own physical issues, whatever, I worried about him. As you do, and when you don't see and talk to a lot of these people, because he didn't stream for a while. And I was like, oh man, I hope COVID didn't get him. And so today, I saw him that he was online. I needed a little bit of a break from work. And I went over there, and I stopped him, and I said hello. In this would choke me up a little bit, but it would have before earlier in the day, and I don't know why. But when he saw my message pop up, you could see him sort of like adjust in his chair, and in his German accent, oh, Chicago, oh, this is very good to see. And that just kind of broke my heart. The going back to a little bit of, you know, you have some of these relationships you have online, but like, he's not a huge streamer. He doesn't get a huge amount of traffic in there. man, that guy kept, you know, he kept me company. And it's charming and heartwarming to go back to a place like that and say hello and be remembered, I guess. And then so as we talked a little bit, he said, man, yeah, I was really worried. I wondered what, you know, sort of what happened to you. You know, a lot of people, he said, you know, I know a lot of people weren't able to be around as much, but, you know, I worried. So check on your friends. Maybe send a hey to some folks that you haven't talked to in a while. I know there's a part of me that says, well, they should reach out to you to check up on you, but like, sometimes people think, oh, I'm going to be a bother, or this, or the other. But it was, man, it got me a little bit to just see that guy and have him be like, oh, hey. You know, it does go around and around in circles. It really does. So that was nice. It was nice to talk to him. All right. Scott's afraid. It's all right, Scott. I'll help you out. Although my computer seems like it's doing something in the background. All right, we got to check this out because we get people talking about Bigfoot balls and watch this on YouTube and search for this and search for that. All right, let's just look it up. There's nothing to be afraid of. Look, they're just like, it's just like a sour candy.
They smell amazing.
When I seen this on Amazon, I could not resist. I mean, look at this. Bigfoot balls, sour candy, chewy, crunchy. It's a
big. And nobody won't see that. Probably, and your nose.
I don't think I've ever said balls this much in my life.
You seem to be enjoying it.
All right, I'm just going to skip to the part where they eat them. Here we go.
Hold on. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God.
Woo! Oh. One at a time.
Oh, my God.
See, there comes the spit.
No, that was the good stuff. Everything else out.
Woo! Oh,
my ear itch.
Is it gum or candy?
Gotta
swallow candy.
Those are good.
All right, so you can apparently get them on Amazon. They're just sour balls. They're just super sour. So you can try to figure out if some of them is my family. I mean, could be. Yeah, sour candy. Hi, Dash V. How are you? How are you doing, sir? But yeah, it was great to reconnect in that regard. And there's a lot of people, a lot of great friends that I've met through the vessel of basically these streams. And, you know, people playing video games and who didn't have too much of any other, I guess I'll say, social outlet. Krista ate four of those at a time and it didn't faze her. I mean, maybe you just really like salty stuff. Were those the ones that you got, Krista? There's some online friends that haven't been around forever that you're curious, worried about, too. Reach out to them. See if you can find them. Just say hello. Just say, hey, you know, haven't talked to you in a while. Whatever. Hope you're doing okay. So it was nice to talk to this fella. His name is Zykolos. Give him a follow. He's nice. He has a great accent. I love listening to him talk. I wish he would just like read like an instruction booklet or something. Like, I love listening to the guy talk. It's just crazy. See, that's the thing. You feel like you're imposing, but then they probably feel the same way. So then neither of you are ever going to say anything. It's not really an imposition, I feel like. If you just say, hey, just wanted to let you know, been thinking about you, hope you're doing well. Cheers. Have a nice day. They don't respond. They don't respond. If it's an imposition and they don't feel like connecting, well, they won't. If they're dead, they won't. But you know, Anyway, I'm just saying that really made me feel both bad and good at the same time. Bad because I hadn't said hello to the guy in almost a year or longer, I realized. But good because I reconnected with somebody that I think, you know, kind of as a friend. So it was nice. So I'll say, hey, maybe do that to some folks if you feel like you haven't talked to them in a long time. It's crazy how long. I can't believe that this next weekend is already August. August. What? Black Cat checked in with a couple of people this week, and one of them is really sick. You would have felt terrible if you didn't. Oh man, I'm sorry to hear that. That's no good. I'm trying to be in a good disposition today, by the way. So, we'll ramble a little bit and make the dedicated topic piece happen over at the half-hour mark. Dashvee also learned that when connecting with someone where it's been a long time, let them say how they are doing first. Elaborate on that a little bit, Dashvee. I'm not disagreeing with you. I'm just curious. You know, I'm digging a little bit. Why in particular would you advise for that? Bill, are you... You're typing in T9 again? I am occasionally gifted the greatest little laughs during the day that come out of nowhere. And it just makes my day occasionally. You called this one guy one time after 10 years. He asked how you were doing. So I told him about my kid, my career, in sunny California. Okay. Bill, that's what happens when you text from your mower. So then you asked how he was doing, and I was like, this is the last phone call I'm ever going to make. I'm disintegrating. Yeah. It doesn't seem like you just want to talk about yourself. You're thinking of them, right? Also, if checking in, don't ask for favors like money. You see a lot of that. Yeah, that's not good. Learned that he'd been on disability for 5 years because a tree fell on his house and he couldn't afford to have professionals remove it. What? Oh my God. Did he get hurt? Oh no. So he climbed up onto the roof with his chainsaw. This story's not going to have a good ending, is it? Oof. I feel like stories that start that way are almost never going to end well. And he ended up falling off the roof. The chainsaw took off his arm and he had to have it reattached. And his body wasn't accepting it. No, you cut that off. You don't get to have it back, fucker. Fuck you. You're cutting that arm off. You don't get to get it back, son of a bitch. I'm sorry. I'm making light of something that's just awful. That's terrible. Meanwhile, you just told him your life was amazing. Well, there's two sides to that, right? There's two ways we can look at this. Not that I'm disagreeing with you, because I agree with you. It's probably better to let the other person tell you that first anyway, just as conversational decorum. On the flip side, as Bill said, it's also kind of not your problem. And also, it's like, don't ask questions that you don't necessarily want or like the answer to. If somebody asks you how you're doing, you're like, man, I'm just doing great. You know, really, things are going well. Well, like, if you're struggling, I mean, don't piss on the other person. You asked them. I mean, did they say, no, I'm having a shit time? Well, before I tell you how I'm doing, I want to know how you're doing, just in case your life sucks. So, Dash V, I'm agreeing with you. I'm not disagreeing with you. But the flip side of that is, yeah, well, I mean, you know, on the same token, you'd have that story and just be like, yeah, I mean, I fell off the roof and cut my arm off the chainsaw. Fucking. Even that, too, I'm curious. I'm kind of curious how that happened. Most of those, I mean, unless it was a really old chainsaw or he disabled the thing, I had thought that as soon as you let go of the trigger guard, most of them now have like an active stop where the chain like stops instantly. So how did it like continue to saw and be, unless he was like falling and he kept holding it and went like, holy shit. Maybe felt like you should have let him go first. Feel like there isn't, I feel like that's probably the safest bet. Yeah, well, things are kind of okay. Mm-hmm. On the same token, look, you could be somebody where when you hear somebody talking about how they're having a great time, maybe you need to hear the boost. You know, if you're like, oh shit, see, everything's falling apart, everything's misery. See, and that's when the nihilism creeps in, right? No, hey, that's amazing. Well, that's good, man. You know what? Maybe they're like, look, I'm going to get back on the horse and I'm going to try. Right? Like, that's an endlessly fascinating topic. I feel like there's a bunch of different ways you could approach that, like on various angles, right? There's no win there because it just as easily could have gone the other way, right? He removed the guard because the tree was so big he couldn't cut into it with it on. So what lesson did we learn here, kids? Trees are out to get you. That's the lesson we learned. Don't tell the shitty stuff as part of camera conversation. Or use a bigger chainsaw. Get the biggest steel chain. Steel has that, like, what is it, like the king's? Like, it's gigantic. Get a big motherfucker. Or just be like, this is my life now. I'm just going to have a tree. Now I have a tree house. Yeah, that one from... So, I'm a big fan of steel. Steel products, and they have some amazing, all right, I guess we're taking an offshoot. They have some amazing chainsaws, and as a matter of fact, they have and some of their chainsaws, they have these giant ones that are like pseudo commercial, like these professional saws. Like, this shit here is, like, bonkers. This fucking 881 Magnum is ridiculous. That's a 41-inch guide bar. I mean, that's a big fucking saw. Now, it's still not as big as those ones that those guys use in those professional lot. Like, I think some of those are, like, custom-made or whatever, but that's a pretty goddamn big chainsaw. So if you're gonna buy a chainsaw, just buy this one. Then you don't have to worry about it, right? Then you don't have to take the guard off and potentially cut your arm off. The Eagle Electric 18, believe it or not, that's not the worst true chainsaw story I know. I have a good story. Nature does almost always win. And power tools are malevolent. I've told you, things have a sentience and they will fuck with you. It's not just power tools. That's like you drop a thing and you're like, how on earth does it fall and roll in the water? Like, if I tried to bounce it there a million times, I couldn't do it. And the one time I drop it on accident, and that's where, because it's fucking with you. Because it's fucking with you. It's totally fucking with you. That's why occasionally you like rage throw a thing around, or whatever, and people are like, oh, that's like, no, it knows. Yeah, and I'm going to hurt it. You fuck with me, no one strikes me with impunity. I don't care if you're a human, a marker, fucking what, I'll smash your shit. Dash, why don't you just go ahead and tell us the worst chainsaw story, you know? While we're talking about chainsaws, let's just get into it. Let's just keep going. Ego Electric 18. You know, I need a good chainsaw. I had one, but I need to get another one. I'm wondering if they have one that works with the... I'm wondering if they have one that works with the batteries that I have for my lawn tools. That would be nice. Absolutely agree with you. Anyone that doesn't should drop a screw in a pinball machine. Yeah. Or you like drop something and like land, like you're like working on an engine or something and it like falls and gets stuck in like the most impossible spot. And you're like, no way. There's no way in the first time that that does that. Unless shit's gonna fuck with you. Like ropes and knots. I am terrible at tying knots. Fucking terrible tying knots. But yet, it's amazing. You'll have a piece of string or rope or something, and you'll be like, oh, look at this. You pull it out, and it forms the most impossibly, perfectly formed, strongest knot the world has ever fucking seen. And you're like, I couldn't tie that knot like that if I... And the first time I fucking pull it out of here, that's how it ends up. Yeah, okay. 10 millimeter sockets will fuck with you. They will. Shop vacs. Shop vacs will like fall over. They like bungle all over the place. They're like particularly evil too. Shop vacs. Shop vacs will fuck with your shit. You know, there's some items that feel like they're pretty chill. And they don't fuck with you a lot. But there's... Stuff fucks with you. You won't convince me otherwise. Oh, I'm really thirsty today. So once during a storm, this is a tale from Dash V. So, once during a storm, a tree behind my house was struck by lightning and fell on my son's swing set. The swing set kept it from hitting the garage. Okay. And there's nothing made of metal with a more malevolent Manitou than a metal lathe. Just nothing. How many limbs and fingers and hands and everything else do you think they've taken in their lifetime, Bill? You've never been electrocuted by a toaster? See, but that's why I don't have a toaster, because I'm worried that it would electrocute me. Use the double bunny method of tying laces? I don't know if I know what that is, Krista. Dash V's story continues. So, I'm looking for a place to come chop it down and clear it out. Dad always told you to get 3 estimates for any contractor job. That's good advice. At least 2. Typically 3 if you can. Want grape juice. 2 loops instead of 1. How does that work? You like loop, loop, and then... See, I'm left-handed. And what I realized, or what I learned, was that a lot of people who are left-handed start the beginning of the knot backwards. And if you do that, you end up tying what's called a granny knot. It basically just undoes itself. It's very weak and doesn't work very well. So, I number one, typically double knot my shoes or tie whatever. But I've also just relegated myself to those lock bungee tie stuff or slip-on stuff. I was like, fuck it, I'm just not going to tie them. I really like doing it anyway. Because I feel like you get a more secure fit anyhow. And it's quicker because now all my shoes are basically slip-ons. All right, Dash V. The first company comes out. They're super professional, but very expensive. The second company comes out. Nothing special. Okay. You love Don Knotts? Andy. Don Knotts looks like the inverse anthropomorphic version of like a chihuahua. Your dad, King Dinosaur's dad, is mad knot tying skills. Boy Scout stuff. My dad's pretty good at that too. Old school Boy Scout stuff. And, you know, he worked a lot of weird odd jobs and he's really good at tying knots. I'm trash at tying knots. Dash V's Tale of the Chainsaw continues. Third company comes out, and the guy has, like, Joker scars literally from ear to ear. He clears trees with some of his pals on the weekends. Cheap price. Oh, boy. Same with your dad? Failures in our father's eyes? I don't know about that. I don't think I'm necessarily a failure in my dad's eyes. I feel like maybe for a while used to be like, with it, but like, nah, I feel like I've done my dad proud. Like, look, who ties a knot? I've evolved. He said himself, why would you even tie a shoe? They got Velcro now. We solved that problem. Who ties a knot? You got slip locks. Fucking, get with the program, pops. Okay, boomer, tying knots. Fuck does that? I got zip ties. Duh. Black Cat, you're going to practice on some knots? So Dash V says, the guy asks when he can come out, and you say, well, it's between you and this other company. You tell him the name. The guy's face turns red with rage. I shit you not. He says, do you know how I got these scars? Oh, boy. Your dad really loves duct tape. Yeah, in the knot department, like, I bought him that alien tape. It's like that sticky silicone stuff. You stretch it, and it, like, adheres. Like, it's that stuff's crazy. It's so strong. I used it to put these acoustic panels up in the closet in the front room I was recording. I actually pulled fucking front of the drywall off. Whoops. That stuff really fucking sticks. Like, holy shit, does it work? Like, oh my god. Yeah. It's no joke. So between tape, adhesive, zip ties, and Velcro, you're tying knots. Ratchet straps, bro. Dash V continues. He goes on, I used to work for them, was on a job, climbed a tree, chainsaw kicked, and I fell out of the tree. The chainsaw chopped off my jaw mid-air. Had to have it surgically reattached. That is fucked up. Oh. He's running around like, this is tongue flapping. It looks like fucking the end of The Fly when his jaw falls off as he's turning into Brundlefly. It's fucking, Jesus Christ. That is terrible. Damn, I say. Well, don't go with those guys, man. Don't do it. Well, but I feel like it's a, but is that really their fault? Oh, okay. That sucks. They laid them off with no benefits. That sucks. That really fucking sucks. It gets better. Ooh. Okay. It's getting spicy. The book Invisible Monsters. I don't know if I've read that. What's the 40-word summary of that? Black Cat says, I would
go with them pins, dude. They suck.
Yeah, it's pretty terrible. Dude gets half of his fucking face cut off. And they're like, yeah. You know what? Times are tough. And we're going to go ahead and have to let you go. Problem with you is we've really had some complaints about your communication skills. We feel like you're not expressing yourself enough.
I got half of my jaw cut off.
Yeah, I'm the worst. I'm pretty bad. I'm waiting for this it gets better part. This sounds good. So you get a call a few days later. It's the first company. Have you made a choice? And I'm like, I spoke to a dude you laid off that got his face taken off with a chainsaw in a job of yours. Like, actually, he was stroked out on meth, and he was attacking everyone, and the only way to stop him was to chainsaw his face. Uh-oh. Guy on the phone says, I will be right over. You need to hear the real story. I'm digging this. Fuck the rest of my topic for the day. I'm into this chainsaw shit now. I'm not even taking a break. That's the way to do it. Find out or get away from both of them. Or make them fight to the death. I tell you what. I will hire whichever one of you can defeat the other in a chainsaw match to the death. Admit it, my way is the best. And now, I feel the need to make this clear to the folks listening, Dash V adds, I just wanted my goddamn tree removed. What do you think? Life is simple, dude? Anytime you're like, look, there are all these complicated problems in life. A lot of them. And then you think of, here is a tree that's a piece of wood that can't dodge things. Arguably, it can't fight back. It can a little. But it can't dodge out of the way. It's not going to provide you with arguments to dissuade you from course of action. It's a piece of wood. And you would assume to just get that piece of wood out of here. Does that seem like it should just be so easy and straightforward? Like, what are we, cavemen? We got, like, fucking tools and stuff. It should be like, hey, dude, here's $5. Get rid of this. No. Life is, things are not as easy and simple as they ever seem, are they? Podcast, folks. Quick break. All right, so Dash V's story continues. So this guy my age shows up at my house from the first company. I gotta find a voice for this.
Look, dude. What happened to him was terrible. I was with him that day, and I carried his jaw to the hospital as we drove him.
That's the voice I want to use. Oh my. Hey man, it's got your jaw. Do you think he started doing like, he holds up a hamburger and he's like, ah, Mr. Hamburger! playing around with it. He's throwing it around like a boomerang. Ties a rope around it. He's swinging it around. It's hysterical, but it's also awful. You're going to pull the stump with the big chain. I mean, I have a very dark sense of humor.
We did it as a weekend job. We borrowed the company's gear, except for the chainsaw. He didn't like using ours because he hates guards.
Do not ever take the guard off of a chainsaw. Do not ever disable, especially if that chainsaw has like, you know, a lot of them, like I say, they have like an active stop. Do not ever disable that stuff. If it's not big enough to get the job done, like, oh, well, if I take the guard off it, just go buy a bigger chainsaw, dude. Seriously. It isn't worth cutting your arm or fucking face off. I think we had this yard, this like lawn service company way back in the day. Like one of my buddies worked for him. And they fired this guy because they sent him out to do this job and he took the guard off and he dropped it and it cut his toes off.
We should have used a bucket, but he thought we could save and pocket money if he climbed it.
I don't know why this voice and face is the face that I've chosen for this character, but I gotta mix it up a little bit. I feel like he's like a big surly, like he's got like a big thing of dip. The guy's just flying high on fucking nicotine. He's got so much nicotine in him. Like, I have a feeling Bill tapped out of this. Bill does not do good with these types of stories, so I have a feeling he left. King Dinosaur's uncle ran a skill saw into the meaty part of his thigh. No great story there. Just thought I'd interject that.
We were dumb. We weren't on a company-sanctioned job, and we didn't follow protocol.
Held the guy's jaw. Well, he went to the hospital. Ugh. Ooh, I could go for a squirt right now, too. Diet squirt. I love diet squirt. Like, that nice, crisp grapefruit effervescence. Mmm. It's too late to go out and get stuff. Otherwise, I totally would. Ooh, I have a new protein drink I'm going to drink. I feel like I did a good job at the gym today, by the way. I'm exhausted. But I did good. This story is fucking fucked up, dude. But seriously, don't disable the safety protocols on devices like that. Please don't. I know they often seem very annoying, but like, yeah, you hear some stories. And so here's a prime example. And I think after the fact, I'm going to change the name of this fucking stream. I'm going to change the name of this from Sneer to Blade Guard or something. But don't do it. You know, they have, so like table saws, they have crazy technology in table saws now where I guess they can detect if they're starting to cut like flesh and they'll like instantly stop. Like it's wild. Like it's crazy in that regard what you can do with like sensors and computers and shit.
So he tried to use our company's insurance and got denied. He tried to sue the company, lost the lawsuit. Maybe you don't go with us, but ask yourself. If you went through all that that guy went through, would you be climbing trees with your pals on weekends with that same goddamn chainsaw?
That's man makes a good point. But, I mean, I have to be honest, I'd probably hang it up. But I know people who've gotten mangled by shit before, and they're like, I don't know, that's all I know. So, I'm just going to go back and do that. It was a freak occurrence, it'll never happen again. What's the chance that that happens twice? Like, run the numbers. Statistics on guys who get a chainsaw that kicks back and cuts off half their face. What's the statistics on a guy where that happens twice? Pfft. I'll roll the dice on that one, bro. Yeah. Maybe Atlantic City is a better choice for you. That's a big yikes. That's a big yikes. Dash V could not argue with that. So, I went with Company One, provided they do it as a legit job with all the safety protocols. When you hire any contractor to do any sort of work like that, you always want to make sure that they provide some sort of insurance claim, form, bonded, whatever it is. Now, Black Cat, I agree with you, but here's the thing. If they help them, then the lawyers would say, oh, well, if you're helping them out, then you feel like you are liable and responsible for this. Well, then you should pay for everything. And the next thing you know, your company goes out of business because the guy does fucking ridiculous whatever shit. That all around fucking sucks. That's the other thing. If you're working for a place like that, don't take a job where you're like, oh, I got a side client from talking to this dude. Let's go do that. We'll just borrow some of the equipment on the weekend. We'll do a job and we'll pocket the money. Yeah, but you're not covered by the insurance or everything else at that point. Don't do it. I'm telling you, don't do it. I've had that happen. I've known guys that did that before and got fucking crippled. Do not. You didn't really have any other choice. Company 2 ghosted and you weren't about to go out there with a chainsaw yourself. Yeah, you don't want to cut your face off. Like a big job like that, leave it to the pros. Dude, go on YouTube and look up chainsaw fail and look at the number of people who try to cut shit down and the tree falls on their house or their car or kills somebody. Like, dude, you fall wrong off that on a fucking ladder or something, you break your back. Like, you're fucked. Just you don't. No worries, man. Look, that's why I like having people in the chat. That's a great fucking story. A little bit on the macabre end of things, but a great fucking story. And honestly, it's better than what I was going to talk about anyway, so don't apologize. Apology accepted, but not warranted. Yeah, it was a great story. But, so, I have a story, but it's too long, I think, for 10 minutes. I'll tell a half of one story. My dad worked with a guy who was going to redo his kitchen. He was not a very good woodworker, but after he saw how much it was going to cost to redo the kitchen, decides, you know what? I think this could be a fun thing to get into. I'm going to learn woodworking. I'm going to learn to be a handyman. He's kind of a tech guy and decided, you know what? I think this could be a new thing. I'll do this on the weekends. I can make extra money. Maybe I can even like retire early. Like, guy's all gung-ho into it. Dash V uses the stories now for campground stories of the Boy Scouts and uses it as a metaphor for why rules exist and how you can be protected by following them. Don't ever bet more than you have to lose. Always think about What are you gambling with? You do that. It may seem improbable, but that doesn't mean it's impossible. Isn't Mr. Spock say something like that? But this guy decides he's going to get into woodworking. And, he's, you know, starts buying some saws, starts buying some equipment. He starts fixing up the place. You know, he's going to start ripping some boards. Well, at some point, as he's ripping the boards, yes, he discovers, well, you end up with a problem where it starts to, like, run into this guard, and then it's a bit of a problem. But he's been sawing things for a while now, and he's like, what do you really need this guard for? That's kind of silly. Like, eh. So, it's a weekend day, Saturday afternoon. He's just home by himself. I think his wife went shopping. Nobody else home. Just him and the dog. He's got a couple beers. He's just working on the kitchen. He's having a grand old time. GZDR Forever says, unless you have the Robinhood app, they front you extra virtual money while your cash transfer from the bank is on the way. They set you up to fail. Well, the stock market and all that, like, that's another one, man. But even still, that whether it's a loan, stocks, physical risk, don't ever assume that if the shit hits the fan that the other guy is going to protect you, because they're not. And I've even gotten arguments with places that I worked for on that before. I'm like, look, I'm covering my own ass. Oh, well, if anything happens, you know, the company would stand. I'm like, don't. Just don't. You're not going to tell me that this company and the legacy and everyone here is going to go under and take a fall if they can throw me under the bus and escape getting sued into bankruptcy. Fucking just don't. I'm not that stupid. Ridiculous. So, this guy starts sawing this board. The piece of wood kicks back, hits his hand, and he runs it over the saw blade. And for a moment, he's a little bit confused about what happened until he picks his hand up and all of his fingers flop back and are dangling by pieces of skin. He screams. There's blood all over the fucking place. And he's like, oh my God. And so, like a zombie, he starts walking outside. He gets outside to his car and realizes he left the back door open and the dog is now running around the yard and is about to get out of the gate. And he's like, hey. So he's chasing the dog around with these dangling fingers. Realizes, what the fuck am I doing? I'm about to lose all my fingers. Gets back in his car. Starts driving to the hospital. I think goes to, like, grab the steering wheel. Breaks some of the pieces of skin off so some of his fingers fall off. He's starting to fucking, like, pass out. Gets close enough to the hospital. Passes out. Crashes into something. To grab him out of there and collect his fingers and take him into the hospital. I think they managed to reattach most of them, but I think he lost a couple of them. And he also got a little fucked up from the car crash. So, that's like a whole nice basket of lessons you can learn from that little story. I feel like I don't have to explain much of them because they're pretty evident. But, power tools, everybody. Yes. The Robinhood app the people of Robinhood totally screw you, but at least you will have your fingers and your jaw, maybe, at the end of it. Don't disable safety shit off of those fucking things. And if you're going to be working with that stuff, don't be doing that by yourself, dude. I know it's like a fun weekend thing, or if you are going to, have a phone or something right nearby and call 911. don't try to drive yourself to the hospital. You'll black out or pass out, and you'll end up getting yourself killed, or you kill somebody else. Fucking, and like, look, I love drinking and doing stuff on the weekend too, but like, that split hair's breadth of reaction time, if you're working on something like that, might be what saves you from cutting your face or your fucking hand off. So like, work with the power tool stuff, and then when you get sort of tired, you're like, okay, I think let's do some painting. Okay, good. Beer it up. But like, don't mix fucking beer and weed and whatever with fucking power tools. Please don't. Please fucking don't. I've got another story that's like that. That's, it isn't quite as bad as the guy cutting off his jaw and having the dude play frisbee with it, but it's pretty bad. Should I share it now or should I save it? Chat, what do you think? Giving away all your power tools. Look, I have a motorcycle. I have a bunch of guns. You have to respect the thing. You got to respect the thing, right? That's what's important. The point you start taking it for granted and you get lackadaisical, and that's when tragedy strikes. What the hell did you walk in on? Power tool carnage. I'm going to change this episode's title. Guy got his jaw cut off with a fucking chainsaw, and another dude had to carry it into the hospital. And I'm like, oh, he's throwing it. All right. Another buddy of mine, Kurgan, if you're listening to this, you'll recall the story. A guy I know worked with another guy I used to know from high school. And that guy and his brother, they had a job at like a machine shop, right? Worked at this machine shop, made pretty good money. They had an apartment together. And there's sort of like a combo to the story, right? So thing number one is the guys like to do a lot of drugs. And they got into like EverQuest. They got into EverQuest, something fierce. The two of them got super addicted to EverQuest. They'd go work at this machine shop and they'd come home, get drunk, do drugs, and fucking play EverQuest. They bought these Blockbuster fucking computers so that they could sit there and they could like play together. One time, the one brother is like, gets into trouble. And he like yells at the other brother. He's like, fucking, dude, you gotta come help me out. He's like, oh, I can't. Like, I'm in the middle of this quest. Like, fucking, it's too bad. And so the guy's character dies. He flies into a rage, runs into the other dude's room, rips his computer out of the fucking wall, throws it through the window so that it flies out of the parking lot and smashes. And so the two of them end up in this, like, fucking fight and end up smashing all their computer shit. So, these are the kind of fellas we're dealing with, right? Alchemical dreams. Common sense. If you're impaired in any way, never fuck with power tools or heavy equipment. You'd like to think that, wouldn't you? Don't do it. So, this is the kind of guys we're dealing with. So, time passes, time goes on, okay? They go back to their machine shop jobs. They're working along, whatever. They're going to repair their computers at some point. The one brother is working on a machine and it gets jammed up. Gets fucking jammed up. So he's like, huh? So he looks at the, like there's like an emergency brake control. There's like a stop shut off. He follows the instructions. Just shuts the thing off. You know, he does what he is supposed to do. He does what he's supposed to do. And so he goes into this machine to try to basically clear it and turns on and grinds his fucking hand in a fucking hamburger. Fucking just like decimates the dude's arm. You imagine it looks like fucking linguine, like it's just a fucking pasta arm. Grinds the shit out of it. Fucks this guy up. Well, that's no good. So, after the medical stuff happens, this turns into a, well, I think we got a lawsuit here, folks. Because, as it turns out, why did this machine turn on? Well, maybe there's a discrepancy about safety controls. What happened? What's going on? Company's like, boy. We think, we're sorry about this, man. Talks start to get had about settlements. If I recall. And man, he's going to come into money. Because he's kind of got him dead to nuts. Right? Got him dead to nuts. Until their lawyer and their team says, we would like a drug test from you. And what they find is evidence of marijuana use, which point they say, hey, in your contract, whatever, you can't be doing that while you're operating these equipment. How do we know you did disable all the stuff and you weren't high on the job? And maybe this actually was your fault. And the case kind of gets dragged out into court and falls apart against nothing. Oops. Don't do that either. So, don't disable the guards on equipment. Don't drink and do drugs if you're operating heavy machinery or power tools or equipment. I know we all like to think that we'll be fine, and you will be until you're not, and then you're going to be a story on the fucking Cigar Grower Lounge nightcap. So, as it turns out, stay safe, keep the faith, and all of that good shit. Please take care of yourselves out there, okay? I don't want you to be any of one of these stories. If anything, this past year has proven common sense isn't common at fucking all. Past year, try forever. Never fucking, like, nobody thinks that this shit will happen to them until it happens to them. Listen to the cautionary tales or fucking become one. That is a perfect phrase. Alchemical Dreams, thank you so much for that. I love that. Do we get to hear the original topic? Nah, I'm going to go to bed. Maybe tomorrow. Maybe tomorrow. I may just save it for tomorrow. You know what? We talked about power tool carnage. And I'm okay with that. Because I feel like in a lot of ways this was way more entertaining. But King Dinosaur, thank you for your interest in said topic. We'll maybe talk about that one tomorrow. Unless the magical thing that I have happens to come about. I love that. Listen to cautionary tales or become one. That's fucking beautiful. Oh. Dash V, thank you so much for sharing those stories. As always, if you have any Sherry's... If you have any stories you would like to share or anything you'd like me to read, talk about, discuss, as always, you can hit me up on that. Be happy to switch topics, talk about that sort of thing. So, thank you all so much for stopping by. Black Cats, Poppy, King Dinosaur, Just Me, Dash V, NH Girl Fan, Alchemical Dreams. Who else do we have? Jizdr Forever. GZDR Forever. I'm not sure how to like say that. Wild Bill Flint. King Dinosaur. Did I say Black Cats Poppy? We had Boston Actress here for a little bit. Sherry's. I'd go for a sherry. I like a cream sherry. Although I think that's technically not a sherry. It's really more like just like a wine, I think. But like, it's good. It's Spanish. It's from fucking Spanish grapes. It's tasty. So, yes, Boston actress was here. She's probably fallen asleep to the sounds of my dulcet voice as I talk about chainsaw injuries and guys getting their hands turned into piles of pasta. Okay. That's going to do it for the evening. Thank you so much for stopping by and listening to another episode of this Gargoyle Lounge Nightcap. We'll see you again tomorrow at 11 p.m. Eastern. Podcast, folks, that's going to do it. Good night.